From WGCU News, I'm Julie Glenn. There's a neighborhood in Southwest Florida that's changing the way people think about affordable housing. The Economic Policy Institute rated the Naples-Immokalee-Marco Island metro area the worst in the state for income inequality this year. But now, in the farm worker community of Immokalee, low-income residents have a chance to live in three-bedroom, two-bath houses. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros takes us to one.
Hatcher's Preserve is a new affordable housing complex in Immokalee. To get there, you drive past some dilapidated trailers on both sides of the street, and then you start seeing white homes, each outlined with a different color, red, green, blue. The roofs are all angled differently too, and there are windows in unexpected places, like corners.
It's a very different design, different structure. The colors are unique. It's very, very modern.
Christina Flores is in her early 30s, and she's lived in Immokalee her whole life, always in mobile homes, until now. Flores, her husband, and their three sons moved into their first house this year, in Hatcher's Preserve. She says she feels safer here.
Before, it was just always a concern with my boys, with the weather and stuff, and definitely over here, it's like it rains, and we love it because it sounds so different.
What did it used to sound like before when it would rain?
Our poor trailer flying away.
And what does it sound like now?
Very peaceful.
Christina is a stay-at-home mom, and Abel Flores Jr. does maintenance work for the Immokalee Water and Sewer District. They were one of the first families to move into this affordable housing complex, built by the nonprofit Rural Neighborhoods. There are 18 single-family houses for rent, between $650 and $725 a month, which is not typical for this area. Residents usually can only afford mobile homes or apartments.
Affordable housing has a connotation of being shoebox sort of cookie cutter. We don't really care what the tenants want because there's no marketing involved. People are desperate for decent housing.
That's Ted Hoffman, the architect who designed these homes.
My idea was to make 18 individual houses that kind of look like 18 families were working with me when I designed it. And that's why each house is not parallel to the road. It's not the same color. In some cases, it's not even the same floor plan inside.
Hoffman says you can still make homes look interesting with a tight budget, like push a wall a few inches away from another one to make their colors pop out. Kim Grant is director of Community and Human Services for Collier County. She says she's never seen affordable housing like this in Immokalee.
I don't think anybody driving by would have any idea that these were designated as affordable homes.
She says her department helped rural neighborhoods get federal funding for these projects. Grant thinks the nonprofit can make a difference in this area.
Is this project going to help bring up Immokalee? You know, hey, one family at a time.
Back at the Flores family home, Christina and Abel give me a tour.
It's definitely bigger in the inside from what it looks outside. You know, definitely when you come in, you can see they used all the space that they could.
Yeah.
Very efficient.
And lots of windows, too.
Yes, those are my favorite.
They provide a lot of natural sunlight, that's for sure. At night, you can also see the moon and the stars. It's really neat.
How did you react when you first saw, when you like walked in here and you saw it?
Well, I cried.
She cried.
And I cried.
I held back. I was like, no, there's guys here. I got to, you know, got to be good. Got to be good.
During the tour, we find Abel Flores III, their eldest son, who's 12.
Excuse my son.
It's all right. Hi.
Say hi, Abel.
Hi.
He's sitting on his bed playing a video game in his very own room. Before this, he shared a room with his two brothers in their trailer.
It was just really crowded. We just had to deal with it, but like now we just have a different opportunity. I really like it. It's a big difference from the old house.
His father, Abel Jr., says this neighborhood...
It's like a little diamond here in Immokalee for us.
He says he hopes this community will grow, and it might. Rural Neighborhoods just purchased two neighboring apartment complexes that are more than 20 years old. The nonprofit plans to start renovations in January. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News.